I'm a city boy, but I long to be with four-legged friends who speak to me. Conversations with a furry few who, believe it or not, talk back to you. Don't mean to brag, but I know in a blink from a lick and a wag what animals think. Licking my wounds, making me laugh, smarter than humans and sweeter by half. Paw in hand, they understand, no words are said out loud. But wouldn't it be a miracle and make this city boy proud? If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chip and chimpanzee. I could be talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be if we could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros, I'd say of corceros. Can't you? If I conferred with our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk to the animals, grunt, squeak, and squawk with the animals, and man, they could talk to me. If I could talk to the animals, think what fun we'd have, asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be if I spoke slang to an orangutan. Oh, the advantages any fool on earth could plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say why notamus. And I would stop and think of it. There's no doubt of it. I could win a place in history if I could walk with the animals, talk to the animals, grunt, squeak, and squawk with the animals. And they could squeak and squawk and speak.